CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P. Freddie Patterson joining me on the phone from back east. And it's been a couple of weeks, Freddie, and we're getting right into it. It's a special weekend for me. My dad turns 90 on Monday.
Can you imagine turning 90?
Can you imagine making 90? I mean, good on him, you know? I mean, but I don't know. He's still got it, so...
How's his urine flow?
Well, let's put it this way. When I go over there, he has to excuse himself to go to the bathroom, and I never see him again.
That's right. Or now, you're there for half an hour,
yeah.
And he goes three or four times.
Yeah, either or. And I know it's a very special day tomorrow for the Patterson family. I hope you don't mind if we bring it up a little bit here.
Oh, no. No, Neil, as I said to you, when you called me today to see if we wanted to do this, my daughter's getting married tomorrow in Brampton, which is just north of Toronto, and right now I'm hosting the rehearsal party. So the whole wedding party is here, and I'm barbecuing nice, big, thick, juicy burgers and some sausages, nice salad, some beer to go along with it. There's some wine, and later on we're going to wander over to the venue where she's getting married and go through the whole rehearsal thing. You've been there?
I've been there. Did it about a year ago. You're not that old. You started your family pretty damn young. I think you were 12?
I felt that way. No, exactly. It's funny because I'm going to tell that story tomorrow at the wedding. It's when I found out, my wife found out she was pregnant. I think it was before you started working at CFNY, but I felt young, immature. I was very poor, and yet I had planted the seed, and I was going to have to take responsibility for this child.
And now she has grown into her own woman, which you must be absolutely, it must be a pretty special experience, and I don't mean that in an iPhone 4 kind of way.
No, not at all. No, it's great. It makes your head spin because you wonder where the time went. Now, you first started hanging around CFNY, The Edge in Toronto, what year?
1988,
so Melanie would have been 6 years old. So wow. Really.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and you remember her walking around the station and being part of a lot of what we did.
I certainly do. But most people, without getting so it doesn't turn too inny on us here, Freddie, but most people probably thinking that are listening right now, probably thinking maybe about their own wedding rather than one of their children, and no disrespect meant, but what's your perspective? What is it like to be the father of the bride? What are you feeling?
I'm feeling the pinch financially.
Unless you're honest.
No, it's funny when you go through this, right? Because you think there's a set cost, and then it just spirals from there. You get $200 and $300 to death, and I'm sure with your audience, there's a lot of people in the sweet spot there that are either planning weddings or have been part of weddings or are going to weddings. And it's a crazy thing nowadays. I almost think we're outgrowing them. As a society, just with the, what it costs for a young couple.
Many people that I know don't even bother with the traditional church wedding anymore. They'll just go, not quite City Hall where it's just kind of dry, but, they'll do it in their family's backyard or.
Exactly, and they'll use those funds towards something else, like a home, where you live.
Yeah, judging by the way you're talking to Freddie, though, it sounds like you're out, what, 100 grand?
No.
Freddie, not
nearly that. Hey, it's well worth it when I see all the smiles today and everybody having a good time, and I'm sure tomorrow's going to be fabulous. So,
one question I've got to ask you, and I've pondered this for a long, long time, and I think you can help me out. First of all, just let me set it up by saying this. No disrespect to your daughter, to you, or your family, but I have to ask, Freddie, I've known you for years. Would you mind me asking this? What is it like knowing that your beautiful daughter is going to be bounced around the bedroom tonight, screaming at the top of her lungs?
Tomorrow, no. This marriage is going to be like celibate. No. That was part of why I agreed to be part of this whole occasion. That she's never done that, and they're going to go forward and not. She's going to be the virgin Melanie, and become a mother through the touch of God.
I think every father, every father of a bride probably thinks that, and I'm not sure if it ever changes, to tell you the truth.
Anyway, there's some things you don't want to think about. Think of your parents doing it. Do you want to think about that?
It kind of falls into the same category, but it doesn't, but I know what you mean. CanadianThinker.com by Freddie Patterson. That's the website you can go to check out. He's available 24/7 at that website. He's always got something interesting to say and always has an opinion, and most of the time he's bang on it as well. Again, Freddie, congratulations in advance. Tomorrow's going to be an incredible day for you and your family, I know, and I wish you the best, and wish I could be out there to give Mel a hug in person, but I'm sure you and the family will cover that for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, so. We were surprised you didn't return your invitation, so I had to give it to somebody else.
Well, you know, you must have I'm figuring it must be an open bar tab, because that's why I didn't get an invitation. You couldn't afford me, Freddie. The last two words belong to you, sir.
Loving you.